up, guys?
Man, you haven't let the that song play for that long in any intro I've ever been on the show for.
Yeah, because
I've never heard the second verse.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
no. I mean, we only got about 2 seconds into it, but I was like, ooh, yeah. He's letting that ride, man.
Yeah, because I discovered we have a meter here, so it tells me how many seconds
the
intro will be.
Yeah, because they're going to sue you.
No, they
for
already
playing,
gave me,
for playing.
No, them. They already gave me permission.
No, I'm sure they did. That's kind of the joke.
But I'm letting them, get live more and more. But we should have that black dude on.
My Tony Montaga. I reached out to him and he said he'll let me know when he can do one. And
well, we could call him. We could do it just like this and plug in the phone.
But he's in. I don't know. Well, he's in Texas.
Yeah, so. Does his phone still work? We can put him on right now. Might not be good for his political career, but right? He can come on right now.
But he's the people. He's the he's the person of the people.
Well, yeah, and he wants to dethrone AOC, which is nice.
Well, no, not now because he moved to Texas. Right?
Yeah, well, but when he was in New York,
he tried hard. He actually was giving people food and out there way more than her, giving shoes out. He's a cool dude.
I don't even think she's been back there except for like two photo ops in the last like 4 years.
Well, she had
years.
A rerun last,
Yeah, but so she 20. Showed up and went to like a coffee shop.
Yeah.
And had a nice little like Brooklyn fucking hippie.
Yeah, of like course.
Gentrification photo op.
Yeah.
In, like town hall or something. Yeah.
She didn't care a fuck. She got elected.
She don't care. And she obviously doesn't care. Have you seen her boyfriend?
No.
Oof.
Is he a simp?
Oof. He might be the most soy boy of soy boys I've ever seen in my life.
That doesn't surprise me.
He's tall because, of course, he is. Because
is all, he white, black?
He's white. He's a white boy.
Oh.
Ginger as fuck.
So she's trying to breed out the bean in her family.
Like I don't know what she's trying to do. But this guy looks like a fucking asshole.
Yeah, because she. She does the fucking. I bet he gets paid.
She probably, she would have to.
Yeah.
He's not doing it.
Yeah, a little simp.
Yeah. He's her arm blubber. Can't even call him arm candy. He's an ugly fucking dude.
Wonder how she met him. Chloroform?
No, she probably met him at Boston College or when she was bartending in New York. He's probably just some dude who,
he probably has money.
Was, agreeing with her on every single thing she said and just being like, oh, you're so smart. Oh, my God, you should run for Congress. Oh, my God. Ah.
But when
how old is she?
I'm not gay.
She's 33?
No.
No.
No, 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 no. She's, in her 20s still, I'm pretty sure.
No.
How old is AOC?
Yeah. She's, 28, 29.
32.
She's 32? Yeah. Oh, fuck you, Kevin. You're right. I'm sorry. I apologize.
That wasn't fun.
Well, she acts like she's 22.
Yeah, but didn't she get elected? Isn't this her second term going around? So
yeah, she got reelected.
So she got elected at 28 and reelected
at 30.
At 30, yeah.
Yeah, and now she's up for reelection again this time because Congress people, it's 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the guy she replaced, he was a lifelong...
Yeah.
He was there for a million fucking years.
Well, she knocked out some fucking stupid legacy white...
No, he retired.
Did he retire?
Yeah, and that's what made his seat available.
Oh, okay.
But now get back to her boyfriend. What's his family line? Is he the one with all the money?
Let me look it up. Let me look it up. You keep talking. You and LaVea keep talking.
Because I'm sure that's what...
I'm trying to reach out to Tony right now.
Oh, my God.
Well, no, not tonight, babe. We'll have to plan it.
Okay, his name is
he's just gonna reach on maybe for a minute.
His name?
No. Well,
all right. Do you want
just plan it?
All right. Do you want to hear? You asked me about the boyfriend. Okay, his name is Riley Roberts.
Oh, of course, Riley Roberts.
He's actually from Arizona.
Really?
Shut your face. What part?
I'll look that up. But his education is Boston University, so that's where that's obviously where they met.
Yeah,
was at BU. All right, let's see. He's born in Arizona. But no, see, if I just click Arizona, it just says U.S. State. Yeah, I know. Thank you.
Where was he born and raised here?
Well, let me find his Wikipedia. I'm going to try to find his Wikipedia.
Wickenburg? Wickenburg?
No, gingers can't live in Wickenburg.
And you have all these let me just read you a couple of these headlines that just since I'm scrolling down to try to find. And this is how AOC confirms she's engaged to lifetime partner Riley Roberts. Oh,
God forbid she says boyfriend.
You can't do that.
No.
Why?
AOC's fiance, Riley Roberts, is charmingly normal.
Oh,
according to New York Magazine.
He pumps his own gas and goes and buys milk.
How can she be in love with a white guy when she hates white people?
I agree with
Why do skinheads bang black hookers? I don't know.
Every single thing we know about AOC's new fiance, Riley Roberts. Like, oh my God, let's just gossip about it. Can we gossip?
You on page 6?
No, it feels like it. But yeah, no, hold on.
What do you think, Scottsdale?
That's the dude.
Oh, what a fucking nerd.
Let me see him.
See, he wasn't man enough to go to ASU.
What is she?
She's a fucking cunt, is what she is.
I think she's Dominican or she's Puerto Rican.
Or what? Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
She's a woman of color.
Oh,
and we all have to abide. Look at this doofus that she's fucking.
Oh, hey,
what?
Do you know why? It's the only thing. It's like she's all for women's rights, but she's still a typical fucking.
Hey, this is my boy, Tony.
You can't say that.
My name's not Tony.
This is Tony.
Oh, that's Tony. I didn't see there was someone below. I'm sorry,
this
bud.
This is Alex.
Hi, Tony.
What up, Tony?
Here's Kevin.
What's going on?
Hey, we're talking about your girl AOC. Can you jump on with us for a few? We'll just put you on with this little thing.
Well, okay. It won't be anything bad, dude, I promise.
Oh, it's bad.
No, it's okay. It don't matter. All right.
There's no blows with me.
Okay, cool. Then there we go.
Wait, hold on.
Do you not have a...
Oh, how does this work?
Plug it into the headphone jack. Kevin, do you not know how your own phone works?
That's my phone. That's my phone.
It's her phone.
Where's the headphone jack in your phone?
You don't have a headphones jack.
What?
Yeah.
All right, well, have him call Kevin's phone.
No.
I'll just put you on.
Hey, go get that. Hey, go.
No, is it the very, very top?
Hey, we got a lot of shit going on there, Tony. Sorry.
Lavea, go get that charger that's a double head like yours. Remember, I don't know, you have it, but go find that one, and it'll work.
How about if I just call him from your Instagram?
Hey, just
okay,
do it.
Hold on.
Oh,
take
my
off your
God.
Headphones. Hold on. Tony, talk with the boys. Here.
Well, we got to plug him in.
Okay, I'm going to. All right.
She's running away. I'll figure out how to do this.
It looks like your plug-in deal. Remember the one you used to take my iPad or iPhone?
Dude, it's in the top. It's right there.
No, I don't think that works.
Are you sure?
She was trying to stab it in there.
No, she didn't try to stab anything anywhere. It's either that or the bottom right.
No.
Bottom right. Or no, bottom left.
That's her stylist.
Oh, my God. That has a stylist?
Yes, dude.
Oh, poor Tony, man. I feel bad. Sorry, we're like holding him in suspense.
Yeah, no, that's not.
She probably has a terrible case. Pull the case off.
No, there's no.
No, the case is probably blocking it. Because she has a bad case.
It's too small, dude.
No, I mean, there's a thing in the actual phone itself that when you take the case off, you can find it. It's not a hole in the case. The case is blocking it with no hole. To take the whole case off, okay. There'll be a fucking plug somewhere. Tony, dude, I'm with you, and I've been saying that since.
All right, are you ready?
Okay.
It's 928-277-3130.
Sorry.
It's entirely your fault. How dare you? How dare you? That was my Greta impersonation for the evening.
Is he calling in?
He's going to call Kevin, and then we're going to plug Kevin's phone into the...
This dude is cool as shit.
I can tell already. He's like, dude, I don't care. We can talk shit all you want. Like, we're fine. I'm like, all right. That's my kind of dude.
Did he get your number, or did he hang up?
He just gave him his number. Oh. I can hear it right now.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, that's me.
Hey,
there we go.
Hey, Tony, it's Lavea, Kevin, and Alex.
James. Jesus James. Fucking Christ.
God, I know. Hey, that's
my friend. Met, what, 45 times?
That's my friend. Don't talk about him. Jesus is my
friend. So you're running for Congress in New York again?
No, Texas.
No, I ran last year in New York against AOC. This year I ran against Chuck Schumer, but I suspended the campaign because the censorship, you know, it was a point where you couldn't mention my name online. You still probably can't in most cases. So.
No, that's horrible.
Now, well, hold on. Why was that? Why were you censored? Why were you?
You have to think about this, right? Realistically speaking, you have a guy who has done a lot of criminal things in his past, but he's changed his life. And that's an inspiring story. So it doesn't fit the narrative that all black males need help or they're victims, you know, that they or, you know, all black males have a disposition of, you know, aggression towards people. And for me, they just don't really want to deal with the issue. They just want to have an issue they can continue to point a finger.
All right. So basically, you didn't fit the cliche narrative.
Yeah.
Of, you know.
Aside from that, the GOP in New York State is pretty much the same as the Democrat Party.
I grew up in North Jersey, man. Like, I know.
But I want to say something about you, Tony. I want to say to the boys, because they don't follow you like I follow you. My nephews follow you. My sister follow. We follow you big time. My parents have donated. We've all donated to you because we believe in you. Now,
thank you.
He was out in the streets doing hot dogs to the kids that couldn't afford and giving up shoes when AOC was nowhere around.
Well, so
and then once we did, we gave like thousands of school supplies to the community. And when we did that and it kind of went viral, that's when she decided to do something in the community. And she did a back to school drive. She's not from the community. She's never from there. My brother still lives at that address.
She's from Westchester, right?
Yeah, or Yonkers. Yes.
Westchester. Yeah, that's like the bougie fucking outskirts.
Oh yeah, she's a.
There's some places in Westchester that's
legitimate.
Well, but
like,
she grew up in a very, very
affluent white.
I wouldn't say that. I would loving home. She didn't face the consequences that many girls,
sure.
In New York City or New York State face when they are, you know, in the crowd of, you know, people who are not really doing what they're supposed to do. Because it's really by choice.
But
you step outside and you decide what part of the street you want to go on.
Let me tell you about Tony. I watched it wasn't a TikTok, but it's his Instagram. And he picked up a lady who, her van broke down. And she was afraid to get in the car with him. She ended up getting in the car with him. And he took her to Walmart and bought everything for her kids. No questions asked. Whatever she wanted, she bought. Correct, Tony?
Yes. I let her pick up anything she wanted. Tell her to pick up anything. She really did. She filled that car.
She filled up the car.
Hey, Tony, does Instagram shadow ban you a lot?
Yes. I'm highly shadow banned. I erase hundreds of followers every day. I just went from yesterday from having 134,000. 133 now. Initially, I had over 200,000 followers.
Did that hurt when you walked around the mall with Hunter Biden's pedophile shirt on?
No, not at all.
Hey, have you heard of Fanbase?
No.
Look up Fanbase. It's who started it was who's that singer from the 80s, Luther Van, not Luther.
that singer from the 80s. Yeah, narrow it down,
no,
dude.
but it's his son. Now, of course, I'm on the spot, huh?
Yeah, well, you brought it up. You put yourself in the spot, dude.
Part of Texas are you in, Tony?
Yeah, let him figure it out. It's on the tip of his tongue.
We'll get back to Kevin later.
Isaac Hayes III.
Okay.
And he started his own. It's a fan based social media, and they don't do any shadow banning, and you get like 85% of the money, and people are going musicians at influencers now because of the shadow banning from Instagram.
Hopefully Johnny Depp went.
Well, from everything else, yeah.
Yeah, because what happens is if you have 5 million followers and you want to get something out there, Well, you have to spend, you know, they'll shut you down so you can't, you know, do an ad.
Tony, I promise you, he's not sponsored by this random company that I'm just, that I'm just hearing about for the first time in my life. He's just randomly promoting. I'm like, what in the hell is this?
No, no, I'll definitely
fan base? What is fan base?
And I've been doing a lot of research on it, and it's black owned and black started 100%.
So now let's talk about something else that's black owned. That's 100% black owned.
Yes, sir.
UrbanSmartNetwork.com. It's black owned and it's owned by a guy named Tony Montega. Bob Smoke.
Another
beautiful guy.
Might we be talking to Tony?
Right. So, and on this platform, you're not censored. You get to create profiles like you would on Facebook and leave videos. And also, you can update us by putting stuff on the page. You can also view my show called I Got Time Today, which is completely uncensored and it has a ton of content that I expose. I haven't done a show in a while only because I was rehabilitating, getting in the gym, working out, plus my son boxed. I was training him for a fight, but we're about to kick it off.
Okay, what's it called one more time?
I Got Time Today. So if you look at the link, it's urbansmartnetwork.com/ I-got-time-today. It's the name of the show. But you can go there, and anyone can go there and create a profile. And we're looking for content creators too. So if you guys want to join, I'm more than happy to sit down with you guys and let you guys, you know, have
a podcast or whatever.
Yeah, and do the podcast live and post it on there.
Because he does his on Spotify.
Yeah. Well, we're on Spotify, iTunes, and what else are we on?
We're everywhere.
Yeah,
Apple.
Anywhere you can get.
I would love to be able to take my podcast. I just don't know how, and it's hard to trust people to set it up for you because.
Oh, you have an actual podcast.
No, I don't have anything set up. You know what? When we get off of here, we'll speak tomorrow. And
yeah,
you
got my number. Yeah.
Yeah, you can just walk me through everything,
dude. It's so fucking easy.
It's really easy.
It's easier than that. You could do it from your phone, 100%, and. As soon as you upload it, it's out within 10 minutes. No. It's on Spotify, Amazon, Apple, iHeartRadio, you name it, it's out there.
Okay, but wait, before you have to hang up and before these guys keep going on about podcasts, I called you because we want to get you here to Prescott, and these two are going to try to help me by August. We want you in Prescott. We want you somewhere at a venue. We want to make this happen. Trump, I don't know if you like Trump, but Trump loves Prescott. He comes every freaking time.
You said you don't know if I like Trump? That's my guy. That's my guy personally. That's my guy personally.
I know. I'm just kidding. But
I love that guy.
We want to get you out here. Now, the question of the podcast tonight, are you ready?
Oh God! Okay. All right, hold on, Lavera. Just take a pause before you ask this question because I need to prepare because I don't know where this question is going to go.
Okay, but
so I just need to brace myself.
Tony can ask first because he might not want.
Well,
to
he
be
can
on
answer
with
first.
Us.
You have to ask first.
Oh, I'm going
to
ask first. He okay. can answer. All right. Okay. Out of all the people in all the centuries, who's the one person you would want to sit down and have dinner with and talk?
Out of any century?
Any human being that's ever lived.
Jesus.
See, that was one of my answers, too.
I know. We all want Jesus. Can we go with number two?
Well, no. Now, Kevin,
all right. So not outside of
religion.
Outside of Heru. I would want to sit down and speak with... Man, you guys are putting me on. Just one person and only one person?
Yeah, it's a tough question.
Just for dinner?
Yeah, just for dinner.
Man, probably my grandmother because she's passed away.
There you go.
So if I could have dinner with anybody, it would be with my grandmother.
I love that answer.
All right, see, that's too...
No. That's perfect. He already said Jesus, and then his other one is his grandmother. That's perfect.
All right,
come on.
Tony,
two saints in his life.
Right? Come on. Like, how is that... That's
a
perfect answer.
I was going... Charlie Manson.
So you want number three?
No, hold on.
Number three would be Number three would be Malcolm X.
So that's okay. Who I said.
Yeah, Malcolm X is a good one.
So our lives are so similar, you know, how he went to prison, how I went to prison.
Yeah.
You know, how he found religion, I found religion, but then I did more. I went and I got my doctorate degree. You know, I actually defeated the federal government acting as my own attorney pro se. So I had to teach myself the law while I was incarcerated. It was kind of like, you know, you have to just get on the bike and learn how to ride kind of thing.
Well, and Malcolm talks about, you know, stay away from the white liberal because they will lie. You know,
he did. And you know what? And when he did actually change his name to Malik El Shabazz, and he became more enlightened after his trip to Mecca, and he changed his disposition towards all whites, he became really dangerous.
Because he saw black slaves still in Mecca. It wasn't just that.
He prayed next to white men and ate from the same bowl.
Oh, okay.
You understand? So he understood that, you know, God has created all creations. You can't have a God that just created you. You understand? Like, and then we have to really think about all of humanity comes from one source. So, of course, we have tribes, we have ethnic groups, but we're still humans. We still have the same source. We're all still brothers and sisters, you know? So they teach us separation from the very beginning that they're allowed to teach us anything. And, you know, children aren't aware of the differences in your color having any significance. Children just love being happy.
You know, they want to play.
Yeah, and they want to play, you know. It isn't until bad people step in and they start to cultivate these little ideas into these beautiful little minds that people start to see color separation. I really don't, man.
Because it's crazy.
I believe you all come from the same source. You're my brother.
I was just saying that, you know, when you get, like, say, a lung transplant, you don't say, okay, I only want white only. You know, it could be, it could be an Asian guy from China that you're getting a lung from.
Hey, Tony, before you go, I know you want to get the fuck off here.
No, I'm here.
No, he sounds all right, man.
I'm chilling.
I know, but let me ask you this. I know I'm going to jump all over the board just because you're on the phone with me, and I'm proud.
Well, can we take 1 second to just realize that Jesus, my grandmother, and Malcolm X are three great answers to the question that you asked?
So nobody like Charles Manson?
No, you're the only one that wants to have dinner with Charles.
No, I wouldn't want to meet Charles
Manson. LaVeya wants to desperately have dinner with Charles Manson, and I've been giving her shit about it all night.
I do. I want to hear him. I want to know his brain. I know he's dead, but I would have given anything to be a security guard and
just to have like a little fireside chat with Chucky Manson in prison with his swastika.
I don't think that would have been worth it. It's more people that's more important that you could have had a conversation with, like Abraham Lincoln, you know, or
I know you just checked it.
Well, I would say,
or George Washington.
I mean, if you could go back talk to like Julius Caesar, like Cleopatra, you know what I mean? Like, crazy people that you don't have videotape of that existed way before us.
And the only reason why I wouldn't want to talk to them personally is because they would just give me an interpretation of what they would want me to think of them anyway. You understand?
Sure.
Whereas the people that I picked are people who I would have the opportunity to just sit down with and just say, it's an honor to be here.
Right. Gotcha.
You understand what I mean? Whatever you don't
people
have to
you
say
respect
anything.
Throughout just, yeah, your life.
You don't have to say anything. Like, I'm they just going to sit at this table and enjoy my meal. No, I'm going to just sit at this table, enjoy my meal, and just enjoy the privilege of having an opportunity. So if it was Jesus, then I wouldn't have anything to say. What can I say? I would be humbled. I would sit there. You know, I would let him handle the prayer. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, and I would eat and I would enjoy my meal because
just a meal of listening.
It. You understand?
Yeah.
My grandma, you know. She know I miss her. Of course she know I miss her. So I'm not going to, it's not many questions I'm going to have to ask her because I'm just going to be honored to actually just be there. And it would be the same as Malcolm X. You know, it would just be an honor to be there.
Right. No.
All right.
Well, I 100%.
I'm going to jump. Here
That's
we
what
go.
I said about.
Go ahead. Jump. Let her jump. Okay. Let her jump.
All right. She's jumping.
Let her jump.
Yeah. How about them wanting to take our gun rights? Because we're in Arizona.
She's
so
jumping.
You
all
know,
right. Well, all of this is a part of the plan.
Really
you know
quick.
That already.
You know, we live in Arizona and we hunt and we fish and we've got lakes and we got all kinds of shit. But now because of this school shooting, which I am sad about, it breaks my heart.
It was a psyop.
Kevin says it's a psyop.
We don't have to go conspiracy. Just ask your question and we'll just talk about your basic point.
Do you believe in conspiracy shit? Tony?
Okay, so I think you follow me enough to know that, yes.
But that wasn't, you wouldn't let innocent babies die for
fucking. I mean, at the end of the day, right?
The Democratic Party has killed 700 million babies, babe.
Okay, let me just say this, right? If this was realistically about gun violence, then they would never turn a blind eye to all of the children that are died in Chicago last year. Oh, and I'm pretty sure the numbers will outnumber those of the children that were shot.
Ooh,
it doesn't matter if a child. Yeah, it doesn't matter if a child is shot in school in front of their home or if going to the store. If a child dies, then that's an innocent life that's wasted. Whether or not the child was bad or not, it doesn't matter, because if you're a real person and you understand it, they're not even old enough to change to learn from their mistakes. We're supposed to be trying to teach these kids. So if it was about that, then they would really put a handle on mental illness. Instead, they cultivate an environment where mental illness is celebrated. That's the reason why you see these flags running around here. That's the reason why they're telling children they can mutilate their bodies, and that's the reason why they're trying to push this new world order agenda. Yes. There's no way in the world a government that really has your best interests would want you to disarm. It gives you a clear advantage. This is the reason why globally it's not about the fraudulent monetary system that's set up and everything else. The reason why people don't come here and F with the United States of America is because even out of 320 million people here, right? Let's just say 350 million, 320 million people that's here, right? Let's just say
ballpark.
Let's just say 100 million of those people are armed. There isn't one person you'll find that has only one firearm.
Yeah, no, it's multiple.
See that they have multiple. So now, how do you? They say, oh, China has a million standing army. Who gives a shit? There's 20. There's 20 million motherfuckers in this country right now.
Oh yeah.
That goes to the range. Constantly, that has raised their kids constantly, and I can set them in anywhere on this planet, and they will go kick the shit out of anybody anywhere. And this is the reason why no one wants to come here, because you will awaken some shit that will decimate everything you've ever loved and cared for. So the reason why they want to take the guns is because while you're sleeping, if they take them, you can't do nothing.
Fact. Right. Yeah. Well, and Tony, I'm sure you know this quote, but it's one of my favorite all-time quotes from, you know, history. It was during World War II, and they were talking about a Japanese general, or it was an admiral, or he's high up during the World War when we were fighting Japan.
Cigar or something like that.
Was saying, and he said this quote, and this quote is so beautiful, and it just, to me, it just makes me feel so safe living in this country. He's like, you can never invade the United States because there would be a rifle behind every blade of grass. And I'm like, man, that's what the Second Amendment is. You know,
that's what it is.
It's a deterrent. It's also a deterrent to our government as well. And just like, you know, like don't push it too far, because we do have the ability to be a resistance force if need be.
Well,
hopefully never need be, but like if it can't push game to shove, you know. Like, what are you going to do? Go house to house?
No.
With everyone with a gun in the house?
The liberals always say you can't.
Russia can't conquer Ukraine. You know what I mean?
They're doing a very good job of it, dude.
I mean, they're trying, but it should have been over 2 months ago.
But the reason, you know, the liberals always talk about, well, you don't need your guns because you can't stop tanks and this and that.
Yeah, because.
Well, they don't know how many people in the armed services.
How do we win? Win independence from Britain?
Listen,
we didn't have warships.
I know, but listen. But how many soldiers are just going to defect and come to our side?
Oh, not 100%. I bet it'd be a big percentage.
40%, 50%, 60%.
No, more than that. Yeah.
But then remember, we have tanks.
But no, look, watch this. Let me say something real quick.
Okay, and then after you, I got some.
Yeah, let me just say this real quick, right? The ones that don't side with us are basically there only for a paycheck anyway.
Yes.
There'll be the kids that'll say, I'm there for school, I'm there for a paycheck. They're not really with that shit. So the people who really with that shit, love this nation, they're going to side with us.
Yeah.
That's how it's going to go. Go ahead, sis. I'm sorry.
Okay. I got something to say.
Uh-oh.
My daughter.
LaVey's got something.
I know. My daughter, she calls herself, okay, don't get mad. She calls herself a African. She's half black, half white. She's in the army, and they are trying now because she's what, an E6?
E7.
She's above people. They're trying to make her go into a class that says you can't, you have to accept him, she, them, they, it, zeros, theirs. So what is our army, like she said, Mom, what's our army going to look like?
That's for now. But you have to understand, Sam, that we have elections that we're winning, and a lot of these things will change if we actually stop allowing these people to get elected and then we just walk away. As soon as you cast your vote for somebody, you have to make sure that you keep your eye on them. I think I'm the only politician that has ever said, well, someone who's ran in politics has ever said, hey, listen, if you find out that I'm corrupt, I'm taking money from corporations, any other nation, if you see me, you should kill me. Because then that means that, yeah, I'm serious. That means that I'm extremely dangerous. Do you understand? Like, it would be detrimental to the nation and to humanity if these people had someone in my position that would change for money. You know, it's I have a different kind of reach, brother. So I'm reaching you guys, but I'm also reaching the guys in Bedford-Stuyvesant that stand on the corner selling drugs.
Yeah.
I'm also reaching the women that are feeling like they have to do OnlyFans in order to pay their rent because they don't have a formal education. And they don't understand that having simple credit would afford them the opportunity to be able to change their lives.
Now,
so if I was able to be used, that'd be effed up. Go ahead, bro. I'm sorry.
Now, what part of Texas are you in? Dallas, Fort Worth area?
No, I'm in Houston right now.
Oh, okay. Well, Houston's still pretty blue. So you thinking about running, you know, finding a congressperson out there to overtake?
Well, 2024, when my boy Donald Trump come back in office, what I'm going to do is I'm going to run out here, and Texas is actually to Houston where I live. I live in like the Woodlands area. It's very, very, very conservative.
Oh, okay. Highly conservative.
Are you by Sugarland?
No, he's on the north side.
No,
because Sugarland and Pearland is where my.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's on the north side of the city.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on the north side.
Okay.
I'm not on the south side. But I live in a great community. My neighbors are great. Everyone here works hard. I'm surrounded around professionals, people with great careers, doctors, lawyers, police officers. There are tons.
Now, how did you pick that part of Houston or Texas?
You know what? And that's going to sound funny to you guys, but I hear God speak to me, and I just make it happen. You know, I spoke to my significant other, and I said to her, I said, she's a doctor. I said, it's time for us to leave Colorado. I said, find a place in Texas or Florida, because that's where we're going to move to.
Yeah.
So, you know, when she found everything, it was heaven sent, because she was used to, you know, people flying me throughout the country so I can go speak and do stuff. And then, you know, I would fly her with me and she would enjoy it. But they flew us out here to interview her.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, they gave us like a $100,000 bonus to move out here. So, you know, found the property for us and everything.
You were in New York, though.
Yeah, I still have property in New York.
Oh,
okay. I have a four-family property in New York that I was trying to change it to a shelter for women, but I can't do it. It's beyond the means that I can do financially. So right now, the property value went up. The corporation that I bought that owns it is in debt with the bank, so I'm trying to figure that out. And then once that's done, I'm going to sell that property, and I'm going to just be done with New York, period.
Well, the property tax up there is just ridiculous.
Yeah, but I stay on top of that. That's the one thing you don't want to go on default, because that'll really mess up anything.
Yeah.
So
you went from New York City to Colorado?
No, I went from New York City first to California.
Oh.
And I lived out there for a long time. Then I moved back to New York. Then I moved to Colorado for a while, and I was back and forth between New York and Colorado. I didn't really live in Colorado. I lived in New York, but you have a place there, and you go and you spend time. You spend a month there, you go back home to New York. You spend 3 months in New York.
Yeah.
Running against AOC, you were in New York.
I was in New York. Yeah, I lived in New York. That was it. I was home.
Damn. What part of California were you in?
Stockton.
Oh.
Yeah, rough.
You're from New York,
if you knew me, and you knew how I walk around and how I dress with all of the jewelry and stuff, you'd be saying, "Man, I don't know how you're still here."
Yeah, well, because it was God's grace, you know.
Literally, no, listen, it's not that. I just think that people know who they can do certain things.
Yeah, of course,
right.
No, they, you know, gangster or anybody goes, they know who the weak are. You know, just like a lion that goes after a group of gazelles, they know which is the weakest one. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
All right, I think sorry, also, I just got back. What are we even talking about?
We're talking about how are we going to get Tony Montaga in Prescott, Arizona.
All right. You're in Texas. Well, you're in Texas now.
Yeah, he wants to come, but how? What venue?
Or, oh well, we can figure that out.
I mean, I would like to get him
like in Phoenix.
No, let's
no,
get him
fuck in Phoenix. Phoenix yeah, sucks.
Let's get him in Prescott. Let's get him on Whiskey Row,
like the nice part of Arizona.
Let's
like,
get him right on Whiskey Row, on that where the birdcage burned down.
Well, no. How about we just we can do it at Lizards.
No.
We can. That's I'll talk to Russell.
No, but we don't want to do it in a bar, though, because we want to have... Well,
no, but we can do it...
We want families there.
We can do it before hours.
No, but I'd rather have the outside venue.
They don't open until 2. We could do it in the morning.
I know. No,
it's white trash down... Like,
well, I know. It's hippie trash.
That's a dumb,
is that the new white trash?
But no, I like the park, you know, the...
So
courtyard.
I
want
to talk to Nancy. I do.
All right. Well, you guys figure that out, then. I'll just show up. Like,
I want to get Nancy there.
This is why I'm the co-host, not the host. So I don't actually have to do these things.
Tony, my thing about this is coming to Prescott, showing them that there are other ways to look at being an
conservative.
Idiot.
Or no, that there's other conservatives by just besides white conservatives.
Well, conservatives, it's not exclusive to...
No,
to,
and I know.
To,
and that's,
to like fuddy-duddy white people. Like we're... You know, I consider maybe Kevin fuddy duddy, but not me. I'm a fucking badass motherfucker. you guys figure it out.
Yes, I'm here.
I want to do like August. I'm going to work on, if you look
finances.
At Prescott, Arizona, and you look up, I think it's the courtyard.
Well, why does he have to look up?
See where he's going to be.
We'll send him all the information.
This is Prescott, Arizona, not like...
Yeah, we'll send him all the information.
Yeah.
Small town.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Like, it's a city. Like,
he's my friend.
I know he is, and that's awesome.
Maybe we can have Rolly make some phone calls.
That's my friend.
Yeah. Oh, we have to... No.
Tony, dude, I want to get you out here. I'm going to talk to my client.
Yeah, everything's
She's
good
got
out here, man.
A lot of money, and I think that we could get this spot and get you out here and get some people just to listen to you. Mix and mingle, and then have you stand up and talk, and then finish out with a party.
It'd probably be like $5,000, $6,000.
Well, whatever. I mean,
No, I'm not going to charge you $5
million. $5
million.
I'm not charging $5 million.
No. Yes. All right, Dr. Evil.
No, that's absolutely
$5 million.
How about 1 trillion million billion?
Yes, exactly.
Are you doing your finger?
Yeah, you gotta put the finger up to the mouth.
Pinky.
Yeah.
Do you have a cat that's naked?
Oh, those cats are creepy looking.
It's Mr. Bigglesworth to you, sir.
Let me ask you a question. What do y'all think about Arizona making drop ballots illegal?
Yes.
Making what?
Drop ballots
yeah,
illegal.
Drop boxes for elections.
I think Arizona set a tone that the rest of the nation and other key states are going to start to follow.
Did you watch that that movie?
2000
from,
Mules.
Dinesh D'Souza, 2000 Mules.
Dinesh is a friend of mine, yes.
Yeah, Dinesh is great. I love Dinesh. Yeah.
He says Trump's coming back.
Yeah, Trump's going to come back.
Well, Trump's going to run again. Because, I mean, the one character flaw of Donald Trump, I love pretty much everything he does normally.
There's not one flaw.
No, his ego. It works in a lot of ways, but then, like, the fact that he's 100% going to run in 2024.
Did you see
I
want to
know who
Jong-un?
His vice president is going to be.
I hope it's DeSantis. Yeah, I don't think.
But DeSantis still has another term to go.
I think DeSantis wants to stay in Florida one more round.
I know these guys aren't listening, but Tony, I want Jim Jordan.
Jim Jordan.
I like Jim Jordan too.
Out of Ohio,
I do.
Jim Jordan's good.
I really like Jim Jordan. Here's the thing:
as long as it's not the Pirate.
Everybody keeps telling me
I don't want Dan Crenshaw anywhere near.
Oh no, he's a
Trump ticket.
Turncoat.
They're not gonna let
Rhino City.
Hold on. Yeah. They're not gonna let Jim Jordan run because they need him where he's at, and they're not gonna let DeSantis go
exactly
because they need him.
Yes,
but I'm like, who do you got then?
Oh, who's that cool?
Yeah.
Who's that cool congressman out of Florida?
Oh, I don't know, but do you know what would be a hilarious ticket? Which would be it would blow it. You talk about Trump derangement syndrome, right?
Trump and Tucker?
No, Trump and
that would really go crazy.
Yeah, no, right. Well, because you could do Trump and Candace, that would be fun. But you could also do
that's a losing ticket.
I agree. Yeah, no. But the ultimate losing ticket, but it would be such a troll, would be Trump and friggin' Sarah Palin.
That won't happen either.
She's just getting ready to win a Congress.
You don't like you have no, but that would ju-
that, that that would be oh, the ultimate.
You know what's crazy? At first I just didn't like how she ran things, but at the end of the day, with maturity, I feel it wasn't really about that. It was the fact that I believe she knew that I was running against AOC, and she endorsed someone that she didn't even know it was a rhino. And then I had to show her a video of this woman basically disrespecting Donald Trump, and she just endorsed her.
Right.
You know, and I'm in my community, and I'm putting up my money. Yeah, and I'm putting up my money, and I'm doing the work, and you're supposed to be somebody that's supposed to be a friend of mine. You could have just stayed out of it. You know, you're not even in my state, you know, so. And then I also didn't like the way I felt like she was handling Blexica with that. I had to understand from my growth and maturity that she's young. This is something that she just started. It's not like she had a master plan and she just put it all together. You know, she did what she did. You know, she had a lot of black faces. It benefited her. Consequently, I still just feel like there could have been a lot more done. But maybe if I was mature at the time, maybe I could have been more influential in getting things done. Instead, at the time, my mouth was really foul. I was really unhinged. And, you know, so... It just is what it is. You know, me just being totally honest. And then after that, we fell off because there was a conservative that I introduced to the conservative movement, and he was giving women deadly STD knowingly. And I exposed it. And they tried to hide it. They tried to act like they didn't know, but they knew. I sent people audio recordings, you know, of the gentleman, you know, basically what he did to the women and everything else. And they was like really going hard on George Floyd and going hard on Breonna Taylor. Yeah. And my whole thing is this, right? Listen, once people die, you got to pray for them, because that's what you're supposed to do if you believe in God, because they can't pray for themselves anymore. Right. So that's first and foremost. But they said, well, Tony X is wrong because he brings up such and such and so, and he's not here to defend himself. He's dead. And I'm like, well, so is George Floyd. So is Breonna Taylor. So is Trayvon Martin. So is everyone else that you guys talk about. So let's just talk about the real issues that we can really deal with, and let's just leave what law enforcement is doing to law enforcement and to the courts. Let's not involve ourselves in something and then bring public opinion into it, because all you're doing is giving the left the argument. You're making it seem like we're disingenuous. Someone died. It's serious. No one wins. A cop had to kill somebody, and if he did, then he's distraught from it. Right. So let's just, you know what I mean? Let's just kind of allow the police officers to do what they're supposed to do. You know, when people ask us about it, let's just humbly say, you know what? I'm not an expert in any of that. It's sad someone died, and I send my prayers and condolences to everyone affected. It's just that simple.
What about, here I go again. I'm jumping. What about Black Lives Matter? What about the woman that took all the money? Here's my problem with it. Okay, so my daughter's half black, and if she would have been in a business that was burnt down because people were looting and all this, why wasn't that money given back to these people? I don't even care if you're black or white, green, blue, whatever. Why wasn't the money given back to these
people come out the blue, right?
Owners?
These people come out the blue, right? And they come out the blue, and it just so happens their movement is so successful that they're receiving billions and billions and billions of dollars in donations and everything else, right? It's because it was designed for it to be successful, because it was a catalyst used. Insurance companies made a premium off of this because these individuals went to these communities, destroyed it. Then insurance from the state and the counties had to reimburse these individuals and their stores and everything else because police weren't able to stop. That's why police are being paid. So because police couldn't stop the destruction of the property, private and or public, people had to be reimbursed. So now insurance premiums went up, and guess who paid for it? The same people who destroyed the property. All the taxes in the areas went up.
But then also,
people
too,
lost businesses.
But also, too, it brought down the value of the neighborhood. People were leaving. Mm-hmm. And then you get mm-hmm. these corporations coming in.
Who go in and buy it.
And like buy BlackRock. It all for pennies and going to gentrify it. And
what about, okay, I'm going to say it. What about my stupid daughter, who's half black, who comes from Prescott, Arizona, who was a basketball queen, who went off to Irvine to play, who's so stupid, wears a Black Lives...
Nice.
Well, no, she wears a Black Lives Matter t-shirt, and I was like...
She's not stupid. She's not stupid.
Naive.
The whole thing
indoctrinated.
She's young. Yeah, and she's young.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, it's not that... Yeah. See, the thing is this. She's made to feel guilty because her mother is white. So now, in some way, shape, or form, because she didn't have to shake her booty in order to get through college, you know, people were telling her that she had some type of privilege. So you want to hide from it. You want to run away from your roots and everything else, and then you try to gravitate towards something that's just totally BS.
Okay.
You know, at some point, I'm going to be out there. At some point, I'm going to be out there. And if your daughter's there and she's there where you are, she hears me speak, I think that a lot of things that I'm going to say is going to resonate with her, and she's going to finally understand that she's been duped.
Yeah. Yeah. It's you
oh
know,
God,
I,
that
I,
just
well,
broke
if you,
my heart.
If you,
I,
well, okay,
just,
but if you've ever watched the show Lost, right, there's an episode called The Long Con. And that is like really what this is. It's a long con. Mm-hmm. It's just getting people to buy into stuff that, yo, it'll be, you know, it'll work out for the people that are getting you to buy into it for, you know, a short period of time. But eventually people are going to wake up and realize that we're all in this together. And it's not about...
But I hope it's not too late.
Well, I mean, it's always... I mean, again, we're only on this planet for a short period of time. So, you know, whatever. We might not even live to see the end of this entire nonsense, this divide-and-conquer bullshit that's been going on.
New world order.
Turning Americans against Americans for nothing more than just stuff you're born with that you can't control.
Or because you are a D or I'm an R, you know.
Well, 100%. Yeah. So it's worked. It got they were able to use it. They got Trump out of office, and you would think they would have
stole the.
And you think that well, whatever. But that's a whole different discussion. But you think they would have backed off on it after that? Like they got their prize.
Yeah.
They got their boy in there, and but now they're doubling down on the shit, and it's like, man. Like, you know, when you're starting to lose people like Bill Maher, who is starting to, like, look at this shit and go, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
If you're losing Bill Maher, like, you may have overstepped.
You have to understand something.
Just a bit.
Listen, if they're just now losing Bill Maher, it's not just a bit.
Yeah.
If they're losing people who are paid to hide and mask, CNN is having to report the truth.
Yeah.
So now... When you have the people who are paid, who put you in position to be where you are, turning on you, it means that it's extremely bad. And these are people trying to now, so they was on the other side of the line, right? And they were pointing fingers at Donald Trump and they were saying, bad man, and there's so many of them that people started to really believe their cries that he was a bad man. Mm-hmm. And then when Biden got in office and everyone was standing next to him, they quietly started to cross the line and come on our side or go close to the line and tow it. And then they all turned around and started pointing their fingers at Biden. And they did it because they don't want to be blamed for what they've done. Because if people were realistic, then they would go and they would hold these people accountable too. They would say, hey, you the guys who sold us this guy. Kidding people who sold us this shit. Like, what do you, the way you complain about a company that sold you something that was broken or that told you to buy
but
something and it didn't work?
But the problem is we can't return this one for 4 years.
Actually, we can.
Well,
because of what Arizona did and because of what the NICH did with this with this 21 with 20, this documentary
2,000 yes. Mules.
When we have a new Congress and a new Senate,
so in the 2023,
this will be revisited. Don't think that this is over.
Well, in 2020, yeah, I agree. It's not over.
Well, see, Republicans need to do right now in the House is bring up articles of impeachment.
Okay,
No.
You bring it up now.
You concur?
No, yes.
So when it's on the books, so really? When a new Congress comes in, it's boom right there.
Okay.
And it'll test the intestinal fortitude of that bitch Kevin McCarthy, who's a fucking rhino.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. What the Republicans really need to do is get rid of Mitch McConnell. Myrtle Turtle.
Get rid of,
obviously, McCarthy.
Yeah, but okay. So
get rid of the leaders and put in
new blood.
I think who's from South Carolina?
What's his name? The senator, Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Ladybug Graham.
Yeah.
You know who my favorite is? New Orleans. I love New Orleans. Kennedy.
Oh.
Robert Kennedy.
Oh.
Yeah. Robert Kennedy's okay. He can stay.
You give me Jim Jordan. You give me
little Robert Kennedy, little Jim Jordan.
Give me Jim Jordan, and give me what's his name that stands by Trump all the time.
Matt Gaetz. Oh. Yes,
Matt Gaetz.
See, I would like to see him as vice president.
You're talking about the woman,
everybody's
right?
Everybody's talking at the same time. Not Utah. I always want to say Mitt Romney.
No, fuck Mitt Romney.
I know. What's the other guy?
I don't know, but are you talking about like Marjorie Taylor Greene?
No, it's a guy.
Okay.
Kev, he always talks about guns. He's a good Republican.
He's not from Utah, though.
No.
You're talking about
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz.
But Ted Cruz is
a Canadian. He can't run for president.
That's true. He honestly cannot run for president. Yeah,
I don't know how he was able to try.
Tony?
Well, he can run. He can run for Senate and the House and all that shit. But
okay, yeah, I'm running for president. Tony, one more question, and then if he wants to hang up, he can.
Okay, you go for it.
So say this whole thing in 2022 plays out. 2024.
Midterms.
She's talking about 2022. Midterm. Yeah.
2022 plays out. Okay, and we take over House and Senate.
Mm-hmm.
That does nothing for us because we don't get Trump back.
We don't need Trump back yet.
But all Biden has to do is do an executive order.
But they can
No. There's limits to them. You can do executive orders on some things.
And Congress can. Congress can go through and review it.
Yeah.
Or Senate. The Senate could go through.
The Senate can veto it.
Yeah.
And veto executive order.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They can actually go in and veto a lot of the executive orders they can put in.
Yeah. What about
But I think you need what? California. Do you need 60 votes in the Senate to veto an executive order?
I don't know.
Yeah. They'll get it. They'll have it.
Yeah. But if the Republicans have that.
But if they. Okay. Imagine if the Republicans get a supermajority of both. Biden's going to get nothing through because
it'll be a stalemate. The veto, for the next year.
Because they'll have the veto power.
We're still not going to open.
So they'll pass
up
whatever they want. Huh?
We're still not going to get our.
Well, no, it's a stopgap. It's putting the brakes on the train.
It stops the bleeding.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then it allows us to stop the bleeding, deal with the issue, and then when he comes back in 2024, it will. Really excite the economy, really incite the business world. It will really incite the global markets, and it will create a performance globally that's never been seen before. And this guy's nuts are going to get even bigger because what Donald Trump is going to say, listen. He destroyed everything. And I came back and just a little magic.
He destroyed everything in the worst way possible.
Okay,
I'm going to bring it back in the best way possible. I'm going to be the best comeback kid of all time.
They said Bill Clinton was the first black president. Bitch, I am.
What, because he played the saxophone? Isn't that racist?
Donald Trump is the real first black president.
Oh, Trump, I mean, remember
100%.
That? Wait,
remember in the 80s, all the black dudes all wanted him on their rap albums, everything.
Even the 90s, dude. Even the 2000s.
Yeah.
Can I?
Dude, he was a pimp.
I keep saying this. Everyone loved him
until he put an R behind his next to his name. One, that was it.
I know. This isn't really my podcast, but tonight it is.
No, go for it.
Tony, yeah, I keep saying this is my last question, but they cheated last time. What makes you think, Tony Montaga, what makes you think they're not going to fucking cheat us out of it again?
Okay, well, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. So let me explain this to you. Arizona's already taken steps to disclose what had happened. They made drop boxes illegal. It's going to be hard to repeat the same thing again once it's already been shown what it is. Again, because of what in this show, see, listen, you know how we know it's real? Because they showed how they captured two murderers by using the same technology. And these two murderers were convicted by the use of this technology. So, and you can't hide the footprint you leave digitally, and people don't really understand that. So, yeah, so this is going to change things crazy. Then, people are smarter than the news may show you what they want you to think, because they want you to think they have control of it. But if they did, there will be no need to push. First of all, let's just give me a second, guys. Listen, if they really had control, there will be no need to manipulate you, create false flags, other manipulative tactics. They would just tell you, hey, this is what we're doing, and you would just go along with it. So there will be no immediate push the way it is right now. There's no subtlety to this shit. This shit is like in your ass.
You
no
think
grease,
COVID
horse
was
cock.
A you think COVID was
it was a way to destroy our economy.
It was created. Yeah, it was created. It was started in North Carolina. And then the sequence of the SARS virus was then shipped. Yeah, it was then shipped to Wuhan.
By the Obama administration.
By the Obama. And they actually funded them. They sent them the money so they can cultivate it with bat shit so they can make the virus.
To fuck
that would affect
Trump.
Individuals.
No, to destroy the world. They
to
want
destroy
to kill.
The world.
Well, no. Jesse Ventura
exposed this back in 2009.
With the help of
he
Alex
had a
Jones.
Show called Conspiracy
Tony,
Theory.
Tony, yeah, are you vaccinated?
No, hell no, I'm not vaccinated.
Fuck yeah, good for you, man.
I'm an
American.
Talking about, Tony.
I love that answer. Hey, I'm an American.
That show that you're talking about, Alex Jones was the one who got that doctor to meet with Jesse Ventura.
I know. I've been on Alex Jones' show. I've been on InfoWars maybe 2 to 3 times.
Oh,
two times,
right on.
I can remember. Yeah, so.
But also,
I'm cool with Owen Schry as my brother.
Oh, I love Owen.
Introducing you to my boy, Tony Montaga.
When I'm talking, you know, one thing about this election coming up also that no one's talking about is the amount of Republicans that are actually going to come out and vote. You know, they think that only 70 million came out and voted for Trump. Well, it's going to be 80 to 90 million because so many Democrats are leaving the party.
Well,
and will come and vote.
But
this midterm election, midterm election is going
to
be so huge they can't cheat it.
All right. Well, here's my since you brought up Alex Jones and you know all that, and we're going into quote unquote conspiracy land. Isn't it like really convenient that in this election year, now all of a sudden we got like the Supreme Court's going to overturn abortion, and then there's a mass shooting, and like all this just all tends to come up during an election year.
Oh, every time.
Every fucking time.
No, and that's the thing. Listen, see, black people are already born conspiracy theorists because we know some shit is afoot. We're not stupid. So we look at all the shit that's going on, and we know we ain't a part of that shit. Ain't no nigga sitting in the room twiddling their thumbs and their fingers together like, we will create a word called transgender.
Right.
Like, no, hell no. So we're seeing all
this
shit.
They'll bring out their token like Colin Powell and their few.
R.I.P.
They have to see when you have a group of individuals that you purposely miseducate and they don't have a value for themselves in all their lives, they're going to be easily to manipulate because you've already given them little trinkets when they follow the steps that you've given them. It's the donkey and the carrot situation. That's why they chose the donkey in the first place.
Yeah.
Yep. I hear you. Jeez.
What's his name? Brother Farrakhan, you know, he's told his whole flock, do not get this fucking white man's jab. And, you know, most of Africa has not gotten the jab.
Well, no, it's just beware of the white liberal.
Yeah. Exactly.
The white liberal is like the most dangerous motherfucker. Well,
Klaus Schwab,
okay,
the fucking.
The white liberal.
Well, the white quote unquote liberal.
The Hispanic. The African American.
They're not liberal. No, they're Democrats.
No.
I know, but they're following.
Because the white.
So now, see, this is the thing. Can I say something to that?
Yes, sir.
So now, of course, we have to be mindful of the big demons, not the devils, because the devils are those that are sending these people out. The big demons are the Jay-Z's, you know, I don't know what this ugly little Joy Reid.
Whoever they are making it, trendy.
These big demons now. These big demons we have to hold accountable. When you have people, though, who are being blindly manipulated, you have to be wise enough to understand that you have to save them. We cannot condemn them because they're easily influenced and ignorant to what's going on.
People
are turning on their TVs and they're being programmed. When you have the information, you have the responsibility to educate. And with that comes patience. You'll never see a teacher tell a kid that don't know the answer, you're stupid, you don't know the answer. They say, no, this is the answer. So we have to remember that as, you know, if we continue to grow, all of us, we have to remember that if we know something, then we have to teach it, and we can't belittle people because they may not know.
Yeah.
You know what? Amen. I mean, wow, that's like
a
really like uniting thing to say.
But we don't
Get from anywhere.
That's why I want to get Tony here, and I want to fill the place.
Well, you have a mission. Get Tony here.
I know. This is,
First of all, do you prefer?
And she kept saying, you can go. I know you want to go. No, I'm sitting here. Listen, I'm sitting here I'm in my garage.
I have three
toys I'm looking at three cars.
How's your new car?
I'm enjoying myself. It is a beautiful.
But how's your horses, son?
690 pound feet of torque. Beautiful.
How is your son loving his?
So I didn't give him the 550. He ended up getting into an accident in my 350. It's okay. It was just body damage. So he's going to keep that. When he gets out the shop, he's going to keep that. And I'm going to just use the 550, you know, here and there sparsely. It won't be something that I'll drive too much. I'm really enjoying this in the car.
But he just graduated.
He did, yes. He graduated a student.
He's living with you.
Mm-hmm. So what happened was,
go ahead.
I met him, and you know he was coming to the gym that I was boxing in.
In New York?
You know, yeah, no, in Texas. And I was going back. And
you
forth to New
just
York,
so adopted him.
Yeah. So listen. So this, I've been out here for a year. I had this house a little over a year, going on 2 years now. So I would come back and forth, and you know I would see him, and then one day I just sat down and I talked to him, and he told me that, you know, he didn't really have any family. He didn't really have the ability to pay for his gym membership. It was actually a girl that was there that I was paying for. So I just thought, and I'll sponsor you. So that's what I was doing. Then I started mentoring him. Then, you know, he turned 17. Then when he turned 18, he can legally decide who his guardians are. So he wanted me and my lady to become his guardian. So we became his legal guardians.
I love it.
And I just, you know, he's my son. I just, whatever it is he needs, I'll take care of it. That's it. I do his strength and conditioning, training myself. I pay for a private coach for his boxing. He also has the coach at the gym that trains him. And I'm active. You know, I'm there.
Anytime I love it. It's beautiful.
I'm in the gym working out with him side by side all the time. I don't tell him to do stuff that I don't do. You know, I do the exercises with him. I walk through it with him. Yeah.
I know. I love it. Like, I've watched you guys. Well, obviously on Instagram, and my cup runneth over. Like, it is beautiful. And I'm glad he has you, because it could be ugly. It could be ugly.
It could.
So I am glad he has you. But I do, Kevin, Alex, or
James.
James. Why do I keep saying Alex?
I don't know.
We've got to get Tony out here in August.
Yeah, we'll figure a way out. We'll figure it.
Yeah. I'm going to do it. I have a client that she would love to do it, but I want to get people there, and I want to get dims. I do. I want to get dims and libtards. And
one thing, too, is we need to have Rolly make some phone calls.
Yeah, Rolly will.
Yeah.
So Rolly was the old...
two-term mayor here.
Yeah.
And very, very connected. And, you know, it just,
get the. I want to get a full house. I want to get people here to listen to you, to know that just because you're, I know it sounds bad, but just because you're white, black, Mexican, Chinese, whatever, we can all look at shit through the same eyes, and the ugliness needs to stop. And definitely, we cannot have, and I'm sorry, I'm going to say it, we can't teach transgender in our schools.
No.
I'm sorry.
Paul Gosar is not our congressman anymore.
No. Okay, so first and foremost, anything sexual in nature should be taught in the home.
Yes.
With the parent and the child. It should never be taught by a stranger. Like, you just can't walk up to a kid in the street and just start talking to them about sexual education. And people will say, well, teacher is different. Well, not necessarily. Teacher is just an acquaintance. It's someone that you see every day. They're not your family. They're not someone that has your best interest at heart. They're someone that's getting paid to teach you. And although teaching you should be their best interest, what you want to be sexually as a child isn't in their best interest. No. It's something that an adult shouldn't be asking a child.
And you don't call teachers by their first name. Sexual.
No.
You call your friends by their first name.
So wait, let me ask you this, Tony. If I get this together in August and I get you a venue, can you meet and greet, and can you stand up and talk? Well,
they
for
have a
an
stage,
hour?
Babe. Yeah,
I do it all the time.
Okay,
you know I do it all the time. I'll be in Vegas July 1st. I'll be in Vegas July 1st speaking.
Oh, cool. Okay.
I'll be out there for Claudia Kenta. I'll be speaking for her and campaigning for her. I do this all around the country.
No, yeah, and that's all I care about. Like just.
This man ran for office in New York. I'm pretty sure he's okay.
Yeah.
He needs to talk about how he fucking ran against AOC and her fucking dumbass.
You know what? I think that would be a waste of energy.
Yeah, right. No further attention for her.
I would want to teach the people in the room how to have a discussion with liberals and actually teach them without it leading to an argument that people become emotional. I would want to teach people how to red pill people. I'm a master at it. I'm undefeated.
Yeah,
it's simple. Yeah, and I would just tell them how to present it. That way it doesn't come off condescending, because people who aren't educated often will become when they don't know something, they know you know it. You know, they feel like you're rubbing it in their
face.
I'll show you a different approach.
And if you put them on the defensive immediately, ears turn off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's never a good strategy. Except, you know, when we like to make fun of AOC's soy boy boyfriend, which we were looking up his pictures.
Stop.
Today.
I know she's dating a ginger.
It's so mean, but at the same time, like, fuck it, it's funny.
She's dating a ginger.
Yeah. No, he's tall, though, because apparently that counts.
You know what's crazy? Everybody who's a Democrat that claims that white men are an issue or they're a threat seems to love to suck white penis.
Yep.
Never fails. Look.
All right. That's
you go to AOC, right, and she sucks white penis. You go to Ilhan Omar. She went from a lover to a brother to white penis.
To her brother. Yep.
You had Kamala Harris. She had talk show penis. She had sweet
she had
dick
Willie
Willy
Brown
penis.
Yeah.
And then, wait, yes, I'm saying she had sweet dick Willie penis. And then she went and she got her, some good old fashioned white penis.
Yeah. So
for everybody,
but she's not black. She's Indian, like push start, Slurpee, and
look,
Jamaican.
You got the Black Lives Matter chick, right? Gave $1 million to her baby father, but show enough. She'd be fucking with that white woman, and she'd be moving around on white people. And you know who live in the neighborhoods that the white people just live on? White penis.
Yep.
So she seemed to want to move around all that white penis, too. They ain't trying to suck on some white penis. They're trying to move around the white penis.
It's amazing how that works, right? Like,
it's amazing how they work.
But yeah, we're the devil.
But yeah, we're the devil. They want that devil penis. They want that devil penis.
No, they want
you to fuck the hell out of them.
We're liars. Us white boys, we're the devil until you make it, and then all of a sudden...
Or until your ass need to walk into a bank and get a loan.
Right. Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
That's why you have him go in for you.
Bullshit.
All right. On that note, hey, all right, Tony, we'll talk at you later. I'll send you some information and stuff.
Hey, Tony.
All right, bro.
Yes. I'm going to let you know. I'm going to talk to my client this weekend on Thursday.
Take my
or
number
Friday.
From him, too. Yeah. Get my number from him.
Okay. So I don't know what you got going on Thursday or Friday, but I'm going to be with Nancy, and it'll be around 4 or 5 my time, Arizona. And if she's interested, she's going to make me call, and she'd be the one to help me out get the venue. So I might reach out.
All right, cool. Hey, text me from your number so I know the story.
Yeah, I sure will.
Okay. Hey, Tony, this is all James right. again, man. I just want to ask you, do you prefer Tony or Antoine?
Antoine.
My name is Antone, but people Antone. Call me Antoine all the time.
Okay, okay. I looked you up. I thought it was Antoine, yeah. So it's Antone.
I go by Tony. I go by Tone. My friends call me Tone.
Okay.
Family call me Tone.
So right on,
call
dude.
Me Tony or Tone. Don't matter.
All right. Cool. Gotcha.
All right, brother.
All right. Thanks,
God bless you guys. All hey, right, before you, we go real quick. Before we go real quick.
Yes.
May you guys be covered in the love of our Lord and Savior. And may you guys, you know, and your families continue to be safe, man. And may you guys continue to fight for this nation. And in his name, I pray. Amen, man. God bless.
All right. God bless, man.
Thank you, my friend.
God bless.
Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Hey, listen, will you do the opening for yours?
Yeah, I got you.
Do the opening.
Whatever y'all need done, I'm going to do it.
All right, cool. We'll talk to you soon.
No, do the opening really quick.
Opening
Good
we're morning, fine. Good afternoon, and good evening, because somewhere around the world, that is truly what time it is. I am your host, the dopest political analyst on the planet, and the most fit Black Hispanic conservative candidate in United States history, Antone Tucker, Tony X, Tony Montaker, a.k.a. The Threat, a.k.a. Neo, a.k.a. The Truth, and you guys are just tuned in to the baddest podcast right now politically, and it was an honor to be here.
Thank you, sir.
Wow. All right, man.
God bless you.
God bless you, man. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll send you the info and stuff.
We'll talk this weekend.
Great. All right, later.
God bless, Tony.
Well, that was cool. That went an hour.
Well, I mean, that's obviously the biggest guest we've ever had on the show.
Yeah, dude. Let's hope he pushes it, you know?
Yeah. No, he's a fucking good dude. Like,
I'm going to hashtag the shit out of his name, dude.
Oh, well, you have to.
Yeah.
Do you know you all have of his to. Names?
I'll go back and listen.
Well, he said all of them at the very end there. Yeah. So, like, I think we're good. Because I thought it was Antoine, but then I guess there's an I in there, but apparently it's not pronounced. So it's Antone.
Antone.
So, Antone.
I told you guys we got to get him in Prescott.
Yeah.
He said he'll fly himself. Hopefully I can
We'll figure it out.
We got to get like $6,000.
Well, no, he wants August.
Okay. So, well, yeah. I mean, it's June. So I want to do it. We got some time. We'll figure it out.
2 months.
Do you know how long it takes to fly from Texas to Arizona?
Do you
about an hour
remember
and a half.
The last podcast? When you couldn't remember me?
I couldn't remember you?
Our talk. I said, how am I going to get Tony Montaga to Prescott?
I didn't know who that was at the time.
That's Tony.
I know. We just talked to him for fucking over an hour.
He's a cool shit.
Now I know who he is. Yeah.
And he should have taken AOC out.
Problem is, he didn't have the media like backing.
Yeah.
No, because he was out. Because
AOC put out that stupid fucking dance video on the rooftop where she was like doing a little like shuffle.
Meanwhile.
And she was like, oh, I'm young and Latina and I'm in Brooklyn. Oh, I want to get rid of this old white man who just retired or died or something.
He was passing out hot dogs and shoes and clothes. And
she used sex appeal because, I mean, listen, as much as I hate AOC, she's kind of hot.
Hey, babe, will you put some ice in here, honey?
You know, but she's a goddamn, like, fucking lunatic.
Hashtag.
All right. All right.
We'll figure
that out.
What
are we doing? What are we doing here?
I don't know.
All right. What are we doing?
All right. No, shit.
No, that was awesome.
What is, wasn't
that
it?
Was awesome. That was awesome. I'm looking him up in real time as we're talking. And I'm like, did you guys ever get into what he went to prison for?
No.
All right. I didn't see it on the bio
either.
But not like it matters really. But like, I was just curious. Just because I always want to know every detail about everything.
Yeah.
I'm an asshole.
And so then I'm going to go down that rabbit hole. You know?
Oh, I'm sure. But yeah. The fact that he's like, I've been on Alex Jones' show like 3 times. I'm like, Why are you on here? We're way beneath you, dude.
Dude, but how crazy would it be if we fucking just...
Well, no, I mean,
a lot of times all it takes is that one...
I'm not even worried about it in terms of, like, it being good for us. Because I think we stick with what we're doing.
Yeah.
That... How does she know him, by the way? Anyway, no, to answer that later. Let me finish my thought. It's just cool to, like, talk to somebody who's sort of on the inside.
Yeah.
Even though he's not like an insider.
But he was like, oh, I know that person.
But he's gone through the political rigmarole.
Yeah.
Right, in terms of running for office.
Especially in New York City.
New York City, you know what I mean? And it's just cool to get that insight and like talk to somebody that's like, dude, yeah, I've lived it.
Or how he
said, let me tell you,
New York Republicans are the same as New York Democrats.
Oh, yeah, they're all fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That city's never going to change.
No. New York's a lost cause.
Yeah, same with L.A.
New York's lost cause. It's just there's a lot of money poured into that city to build awesome looking. If you go to Manhattan,
it's insane.
It's impressive. Like, let's be fucking honest. But if you live there, you're a fucking asshole. Like,
right.
Why would you ever live in that city?
Well, unless you were born and raised there.
I was born 30-minute drive away.
Yeah, but you were across the river and
I was across the Hudson, and yeah, and every time I went in there, I was always like, wow. And then about, you know, 4 a.m. in the morning when I'm starting to sober up, I go, get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Get me across the Holland Tunnel ASAP.
Yeah, I need to go home. Like, fuck this place. I need out of here. Yeah.
My nose can't handle any more powder.
Oh, God. I once drove there to buy Coke at 3 a.m. from Jersey. And honestly.
You found it.
Well, no, of course I found it. I called ahead. I'm not stupid. Yeah, like okay. I made a reservation.
Oh, so you were driving around Harlem like, hey,
no. Knocking on random doors and shit. But you know what? That is the most fun time to drive in New York City.
At 3 a.m.? Because no one's on the road.
You feel like you're playing Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Like the streets are fucking empty. There's nothing. And you cruise to the Holland Tunnel in like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
When normally it takes like 20 to get through it during normal hours.
So
you cruise through it in 2 minutes and you come up into this fucking city with these beautiful buildings and you just cruising around being like, where the fuck is everybody? Yeah.
So, you know the Cannonball Run. There's actually a real Cannonball Run.
Okay. No, it's based off a real...
The movie's based off a real deal.
Yeah, it's like a long road trip, right?
From New York City...
New York City.
...to Long Beach, California.
That's right, yeah.
So, these guys did it during COVID. They do it every, you know, all the time people are doing it. But these guys were like, well, fuck, it's COVID. No one's on the fucking road.
Let's break the record.
Yes, and they broke the record in damn near under 24 hours.
Wow.
Or in the 24-hour mark. It was just over 25 hours. Like 25 hours and like 53
minutes. That's pretty good.
Yeah, they say, okay, they were wherever, they always all start some hotel or some street in New York City.
Right.
They made it to New Jersey and like.
That would take you 5 minutes.
Yes, or so it was less than that because they were doing 90.
Well, you don't even have to go 90. You can get to Jersey. Depending on where you are, Manhattan.
Like, they made it to Pennsylvania, they said, in under an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that checks out.
Yeah.
Dude, every state out there is so small.
Oh, I understand that.
Yeah.
But, like, they went across, you know, and they finally, like, had to slow down a little bit in, like, Oklahoma. Because they were kind of like opening up a little bit and this and that.
I probably know the exact highway they were on.
Oh, they're probably on I-40.
No, that's not Oklahoma.
Yeah, it is.
Well, no, unless they have already gotten to OKC.
Yeah, they came across I-80.
But if they're cutting down to OKC, that highway is 71.
No, 44.
Or 44.
Yeah, it goes through Joplin, Missouri, and all that.
Right. But once you hit OKC, then you're on the 40 the rest of the
way. Yeah, they came across I-80 and then dropped down from Ohio down to I-70.
I love how I always try to, like, talk about highways with you, and you're an over-the-road trucker. And, like, I think I'm going to best you on it, and you're like, no, it's this. I'm like, you know what? Yeah, you're right. Fuck.
Like, I don't need a map until I get to New Jersey.
Yeah, you got 80,
78,
287.
Yeah. But I know all the ways to go from here to Jersey.
Yeah.
You know, and avoid, like, major cities.
Well, it's easy. Just go east.
Yeah.
Well, C and E, take it.
What, do you want to go north, or do you want to, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, do you want to go through Amish country, or how do you want to get there, son?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to avoid the Pennsylvania Turnpike, which is a fun...
Dog shit.
It's a fun drive, but it's so slow.
Oh.
As opposed to going the southern route, going up 81.
Yeah.
That's the quick way.
Yeah, get through Carlisle, Hershey, and that, yeah.
Roanoke.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, if you take the Pennsylvania Turnpike, you get to go through mountains and under, like, cool bridges.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful, but it fucking takes forever.
Yeah.
It's such a slow drive. I hate that.
Well, because it's two lanes all the way.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You full potholes.
And it's curvy, and, like, you yeah. can't, like, yeah, you can't. Maintain a good speed.
That's why you just stay on I-80 off the top and just...
Yeah, and just go through the boring part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Through Erie, College Station, all that shit.
Columbus.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think 80 goes through Columbus, right?
Ohio?
Yeah.
No, that's I-70.
What's the...
80 goes through Cleveland, Toledo.
Indianapolis.
That's I-70. You're in the middle.
I'm right in the middle of that.
Yeah, because okay. It goes 90, 80. Then remember, for a while there, it goes 80, 90. Then 90 shoots back up. It goes towards Michigan.
Okay.
And 80 shoots off. It goes to New York City.
Does 80 take you through Wheeling, West Virginia?
No, that's I-70.
That's 70. So I'm 70. Fuck. How do I get on 80 when I went that way?
Well, you go.
Maybe I never did.
Out of Jersey.
Maybe I never did.
No, probably not. You came out.
Yeah, I went 70 the whole way. Yeah. Shit.
Did you get into Colorado on I-70 and come down? No,
No. I would have. I went up through
St. Louis.
Yeah,
they came down to Joplin and all that, and
so I went up St. Louis and then caught, I guess, 70 east.
Yeah,
and went through Indianapolis, yeah. Columbus,
Effingham, Illinois,
Wheeling, West Virginia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wheeling, what a shithole that town that is.
Yeah, but when you leave on I-70 going east out of there, you get to go nice. Through a mountain.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Cross that bridge and then it's just... Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, I'm going to let you boys finish this.
Okay. Oh, you're going to let us? Thank you.
Can I get a cup of ice?
We've already talked about how much we enjoyed the...
Oh, that was honestly awesome.
That dude's cool as shit.
Yeah, there you go, James.
How did you get to know this guy?
My nephew followed him.
Okay.
Your young nephew?
Zach.
Oh, really?
And then he started sharing shit to his mom, Jackie.
Oh, yeah.
Jackie started sharing to me. And I was like, okay, this dude's cool. And he's running against OAC. So
OAC.
AOC.
Whatever her name is.
What?
It's not worth remembering. Who cares?
AOC? Who
cares? Yes.
Yeah. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. I'm not doing that. So
I did.
Sandy for short.
I was
Sandy.
Like listening to him for that whole, well, it was before.
The Trumpster got beat?
Oh, it was before the 2020 election.
Yeah.
When she was up for re-election.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I was telling my mom and she was like, oh, I'll donate to him. So my mom donated more than I did, but then I donated and I was like, this dude's fucking cool. Like, I get he's, and I don't know his past. I just know he was in prison or whatever.
Right. Well, James was asking about that. We're like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I couldn't really.
I'm sure it was gangster shit, you know, armed robbery, something.
Whatever it was. You know, he's out now. And
yeah.
He's
like and got a doctorate.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like sort of the point of what prison's supposed to
be. Yeah, be rehabilitated.
Rehabilitate you, and then you kick ass when you get out.
Yeah.
Like, then I saw him out on the streets, literally.
Oh, you met him in person?
No, literally on...
New York City streets.
On what, Instagram.
Like, oh, okay.
You saw a video. Passing out hot dogs to kids, and then shoes, and then clothes, and then picking up people and taking them. And he's like, whatever's mine is yours. Like, I've been blessed by God, and I want to give back.
Right.
And then I started following him closer. And then I did a couple of So he does live Instagrams all the time. And I've been on his live Instagram twice talking about Trump. Like,
sure.
What the fuck? Are we going to get him? Are we not? How are we going to beat cheating? And so we've talked. And then now we've started just Instagramming a lot.
Well, you obviously also have his phone number, so.
Which he does now, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I just had Instagram.
Well, no, but I mean now. I mean, there's a reason why we got him on the podcast tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
but he's a cool dude. And
well, obviously.
Black, like, white, green, brown.
Who cares?
He's a Republican.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
And he believes in the right shit. And I want him.
Well, I mean, from what I can tell from just, I mean, this is my first time ever talking to the man.
Yeah, me too.
Is that
he's smart.
Well, not only that, I mean, that goes without saying.
Yeah.
But he doesn't get fooled by the fucking media bullshit. Like, he can fucking see through that shit. And he knows when he's being lied to, just like we all do.
The crazy shit
we can see the seams in the facade of, like, what politics is supposed to be and be like, nope.
Watching him on Instagram, and he's in New York, and he go and his shirt says, I showed you it.
Yeah, I don't remember what it said.
What is Joe Biden's son?
Hunter.
Hunter Biden is a pedophile.
Not Bo, but Bo checked out earlier.
Yeah, Bo's dead. Oh.
Hunter Biden.
I feel bad saying making
and
that
joke.
And
he just cruises around with both sides.
Bo knows death.
Hunter Biden is a pedophile.
Bo's a smart one. He's like, fuck this family. I'm out of here.
No, God said, you know what? I don't want you to be a part of them.
Yeah. God took him out and said, buddy, Hunter you'll have a better Biden. Time up here.
He cruises the mall. Hunter Biden's a pedophile. Yeah. Both sides.
Well, sure.
And I was like, okay, he's not afraid. He... Oh.
But that's the thing. You can't be afraid. You can't bow to the fucking mob pressure when you say something that is not sanctioned by the higher ups and the powers
that
be.
There's a video.
But if you don't bow to it, if you just say fuck you, I'm going to stick to my guns. Do your worst. They can't do shit to you.
Yeah.
As long as you stick to your guns, then it's like...
On his Instagram, yeah. Where he picks up this woman, and she's scared, literally scared of him. And he's like, just get in. No. He's like, get in. So finally, she gets in his little Mercedes.
Take long to talk a woman into a car.
Apparently not. She's terrified. No, just get in.
Yeah.
I'll say it twice, and now she just gets in. She wasn't even that scared.
That's how bang bus videos start out.
Yeah, right.
Oh, he's going to be pissed if he listens to this.
No, I'm
fuck
saying... I'm
he's
saying,
got a sense
no,
of humor, and he's going to fuck
no, I'm Tony, saying, I'm saying that your description of it is ridiculous.
No, but I'm just
this woman was so scared. She obviously wasn't.
No, she really was...
No, she was probably hesitant.
Yes, that's the word.
She was very hesitant.
Okay,
that's a much better word.
But she was also scared.
Okay, because if she was really, truly scared, she wouldn't have gotten in the car.
One or two times.
Okay.
But really, it's a Mercedes. Like,
yeah, a black man in a Mercedes.
I mean, honestly, if I'm ever hitchhiking and I think a guy's sketchy.
She wasn't hitchhiking.
But you know what?
Oh, my God.
It's a Mercedes. So I'll take the risk.
These two are assholes.
This is a comedy show after all. We had an hour and a half serious discussion. Now we have to make it goofy. God damn it.
Yeah. So anyways, he picks her up and takes her and buys her all this shit. Like, he is a good dude, and...
No, we never said he
no
wasn't.
No one's denying that.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, why can't he get a place in this government?
He certainly can. He's got to earn it, though. He's got to win an election. He's got to convince enough people to vote for him. It's not given to you.
Oh, really?
No,
Biden?
No. For,
really, Biden?
No, no, it's not...
Really,
it's not,
AOC?
It's not given to you... For the non-agenda setting politicians.
But he told us why he was denied. Black man who's gone to prison.
Right.
Been a gangster.
Right.
Got a doctorate degree. Da 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 da. He doesn't fit the narrative.
Well,
no way on earth are they going to
help. Okay, so he's never going to fit the narrative?
No.
In Texas, he will.
All right, hold on. Sorry. You guys keep talking.
No, put her on.
Hold on. Well,
I'm just saying that it's not fair.
No, life isn't fair, babe.
No, life isn't fair, but you can cheat your way into the presidency.
Yes.
But you can steal from other people's votes. I don't agree with it.
No.
And see, I do believe
70 million other people.
That Tony Montaga did 1,000,000% better than AOC.
Of course.
And he does deserve a chance. Even though he's got a felon or he's got prison time or I don't even know if he has a felon. You don't go to prison
without having a felony.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't. Misdemeanors usually get probation.
Okay. Well, hey, can you post this up tonight? Because Jackie wants to hear it tomorrow about Tony.
Yeah, I can try.
No, do it.
Yeah, we'll see.
Tony Montaga. I'm getting you to fucking Prescott. Hey.
What?
He doesn't even know how to listen to your podcast.
I'll send him the links.
Yep.
Don't you worry, sunshine.
Give my boy my shit. Okay,
you can't say that to a black man. This is my boy. That just, you know, they don't like that.
Are you kidding me?
They don't like that.
Give my brother.
Okay, that's better. Oh, my homie, my dog, not my boy. That has too much racist connotations. Oh, this is my boy right here.
I'm not a racist, so.
It doesn't matter. It's still what society and, you know, people think. So you just got to be selective of your words.
Give my brother.
Yeah, my brother from another mother.
Tony, no, come on.
This is my dog.
No, I'm not racist. He knows I'm not racist. I have a half black daughter.
That doesn't mean you're not racist.
I'm not racist.
I know. But I'm just saying,
I might be racist against snakes.
Oh, snakes.
I can't stand snakes. I see a snake, I want it dead. A dead snake is a good snake.
Oh. Okay.
So.
What about spiders?
Ooh, dead. Dead spider is a good spider. Yeah, so see, I might be racist against spiders, snakes, lizards.
Cockroaches.
Fucking cockroach. Yeah, no, I don't do that kind of shit.
Okay, but just the boy thing. Just don't say that. Just say, hey, this is my friend Tony.
My dog.
Or whatever. No.
My friend, Tony.
Yeah, that's okay, much better.
So I'm sorry, Tony, if I offended you by saying my boy.
Yeah, it just doesn't sound good.
Fuck, I can't keep up with all the rules now.
I know, but that rule's been around for a long time.
Really?
Yeah. Black people don't like to be called boy because it's part of the slave thing and all that. They used to do that back in the day.
I didn't have a slave, so I don't know that.
Well, yeah, you did. Her name was Jay.
That's my daughter, fucker.
Yeah, see, yeah.
She's not a boy.
Oh, no.
My girl?
That's okay.
Okay, see, I can't with your guys' fucking... I can't. Pause this shit.
You done?
No, pause.
Oh, she's out of here.
No, I'm going to go...
No, sorry to cut you off. You can't hear. Nobody can hear you.
What's his name?
What about what's his name? Well, this was an interesting turn of events. We were going to have a good, fun show, and then we got political on y'all. That's what's great about this show. You never know who's going to be on this show. Man, that was a good show, wasn't it?
I mean, yeah, turn me up.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah,
yeah, man. Actually talked to someone of substance.
Dude, like I guess we should just...
Like a real person interview.
We almost should just end the show on that note, huh?
No, we really should. I mean, shit.
Oh, I mean... Just, dude. I can't wait to listen that one back.
That was fun. I usually... hiccuping. I usually don't re-listen to our shows, but...
Oh, really?
I mean, maybe like the first like 10, 15 minutes and like, okay, I got it. I was there. I was saying the words. So I know what it sounds like. But that one.
I know there's a lot I missed.
Yeah. Yeah, that one was good.
Yeah, it's educational to say the least.
Fuck yeah, it was.
Well, fuck, dude. All right, brother. Let's get the hell out of here. Yeah,
let's sign off.
And I'll try to put it up tonight or first thing in the morning.
Whenever.
All right, dude.
Just let me know.
Hey, thank you, everybody. Be a friend. Tell a friend. Thank you. We out.